Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this Hikmah 18 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam points to a topic of great moment that in our era we are mostly facing through media and propagated lifestyles, and that is dreams. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Man jara fi inan amalihi athara bi ajalihi." He who gallops with loose rein over his dreams collides with death. We all have wishes and dreams, and in fact, our hopes are intertwined with our wishes and dreams. However, the subject of dreams has lots of different characteristics and can be discussed from various perspectives. Also, the word amal is used for positive and realistic and achievable dreams, as well as unachievable, unrealistic wishes and delusions. And it is clear that here the Imam alayhi salam is referring to the unrealistic and unachievable type, also known in Islamic literature as long dreams or far-fetched dreams. But for interpreting this hikmah, one should also consider the level of maturity and understanding of its addresses. Because of course, you cannot expect from children or child-minded adults who have low level of maturity to put all their dreams aside and not lose hope in their life. Therefore, when we addressing most people, we should ask them to not let their thoughts gallop free in their long and unachievable dreams by living in a delusion without pursuing any realistic plan and managing their time and life. But when we got to a mature and solid mu'min character, we should say minimize your dreams and be focused on goals. And the difference between dreams and goals in this context is that dreams are those desires that one wants to achieve without planning and struggling for, whereas goals are those achievable desires where one plans and is ready to sacrifice and struggle for that path. Contrary to far-fetched dreams, which have undesirable effects, having valuable and lofty and yet realistic goals is desirable and even necessary for a mu'min. It develops proactiveness, hones one's skills and planning, strategizing and time management, and increases endurance and resistance in the face of hardship. As our master, our Mawla Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam said, قَلِّلِ الْأَعْمَالَ تَخْلُصْ لَكَ الْأَعْمَالُ. Minimize your dreams so that your deeds would be purified. Or in another narration, Imam alayhi salam says, "Man ya'mulu an ya'isha ghadan fa innahu ya'mulu an ya'isha abada." The one who wishes to live tomorrow wishes to live forever. And the one who wishes to live forever, he will be hard-hearted and will desire dunya and will lose interest in his Lord's promises about the Day of Judgment. There is also another aspect related to the subject of dreams, and that is what Imam alayhi salam referred to when he says, "Man ammala insanan faqad haba." The one who relies on someone else with regard to achieving his dreams, fear of him will dominate his heart. Indeed, one who instead of relying on Allah Azza wa Jalla relies on others is a fearful person. Such a person is always fearful of making others sad or mad about his deeds. And therefore, when it comes to standing up for the truth, he will first be considered about others' feelings or judgments instead of fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. As it is clear now for you, the enemy of truth, the army of Shaitan, is trying its best to advertise dreams and also make people dependent to its own system. And that is how Shaitan dominates the hearts of people, by creating a strong attachment to their dreams and making them fearful of losing them by not obeying his dominant system. And as the Surah Nahl, verse 99 and 100 say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إنه ليس له سلطان على الذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون. Shaitan has no authority over the believers who put their trust in the Lord. Shaitan has authority over those who are guided by him and those who ascribe associates to Allah. In conclusion, the most sublime and high-valued goal which needs us to plan, strategize, manage our life, and endure and resist when confronting difficulties and struggles is paving the ground for reappearance of the Savior of humanity, our Imam, our Mawla, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, Ajjalallah ta'ala faraju al-Sharif. And be wary to not let our enemy turn this great and sublime phenomenon into an unachievable dream for us, where we just wish it to happen without planning and sacrificing for its happening. Therefore, we have to be aware that as of today, with the sacrifices and hard work of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, and the selfless sacrifices of martyrs alike Haj Qasim Soleimani and all previous righteous ulama of Islam and all shuhada of the path of truth, there is a blessing that is gifted to us. And that is an Islamic government led by a great and wise leader such as Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, which is pursuing, planning, and using all its resources to pave the ground for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. And we can see that the dream factory of army of falsehood such as Hollywood and like, they have also gathered all their power to promote dependency and attachment on their system, so that people become fearful of choosing the path of truth and their hearts be filled with dreams and wishes that will only make their hearts die or make them die on the path to mirage of comfort and peace. So my brothers and sisters, the real tranquility and peace will show its light in the hearts of those who are restlessly struggling and sacrificing everything they have for the path of truth. And as of now, that is to help and support our leader, Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, by spreading his message and following his lead to pave the ground for the reappearance of our Savior, the Savior of humanity, Imam Mahdi, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha, so reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.